So, Liam, on commentary with that first goal, we were saying it was a miss it cross, which tickled through the goalie's legs.
Everything bobble, miss it. Just tried it in hard and low, and take them as they come, especially when it's been a while. I looked up and obviously he's gone through his legs, and he's probably not got a full hand on it. So, take them as they come. Like I say, overall, it's a nightmare to play on. We knew it was going to be boggy. We knew it was going to be heavy. We knew the ball was going to be put into good areas, and you have to chase it down. And it was a game of first and second contacts. And I think over the course of 90 minutes, we rode the pressure really well. They started really well in the first 15, 20 minutes, and we rode it really well, and we got our reward in the second half.
I mean, in a sense, it seemed that we did today what we didn't do at Stafford, which was maybe change our game and adapt to the conditions.
Yeah, I think when you come away from home and you play different types of teams, you've got to find ways of winning. You can't just keep the same way of winning. That's not how good teams work. We've said as a group, sometimes it has to be horrible, it has to be dirty. People will come today and go, I've not got my money's worth in terms of the footballing sense, but as long as you've got 3 points at the end of it, it doesn't really matter. It's probably not our best, but it's the best we've played in terms of playing first and second contacts. The gaffer spoke in there and said, we've done everything we can to go out there and win the game, and we've come out on the right side of it, and I think we probably deserved it. First half, we didn't really test the keeper. I don't think we really made a shot. The second half, other than a few times, we kept him in their half and penned him in. Obviously, the hill helps, and we said we were going to utilise that in the second half.
Because in the first 20 minutes, they did have us penned back. Do you think that's because they started well, or just because the pitch works that way?
I think, like I say, when you're going downhill, your distances, your headers, your first contact, your second contact, the ball doesn't travel as far as you can, so you've just got to try and guess where it lands. And we've rode the pressure really well. They've put in 5, 6, 7, 8 crosses in a row there, and we've defended well. Bats has pulled off a superb save. And again, we've come out on the right end of it in the second half. We've gone and done what they've done to us, but ultimately we've put it in the back of the net.
I mean, even though you can't play the beautiful game on a pitch like that, there is a peculiar satisfaction in winning those games, isn't there?
It's hard to play football in there. When you look at the pitch, it's always been this way. You knew when you were coming here it was going to be a matter of first and second contacts and a typical sort of non-league game where the ball's being put into good areas, and we're asking Gabs, we're asking Dents, we're asking Geordie, we're asking Mikey when he comes on, we're asking Prince, we're asking myself, Lee, to pick up the ball wherever we can and get it off the big one. So again, it's finding ways of becoming effective on pitches like that and finding ways of winning dirty. And tonight was, I don't think it necessarily was a horrific and dirty win in that sense, but we've done enough and we've played good football at times, and we've got ourselves into good areas to actually deserve to win the game.
In the second half, it did feel like we were getting into our stride in terms of a passing game when it was on.
I think first half it's kind of hard because, like I say, you're playing the ball uphill, it's bobbling, it's hard to get out. And second half, it's a lot easier because the ball's travelling with the hill. You can get on the front foot and you can actually go and press them a bit longer like they did to us, and it's hard to get out. And like I say, as a team we've defended well, we've rolled the crosses and the pressure well, and ultimately we'll look back on that, and it doesn't matter how you win the games of footy at this time of the year, you've got to go, you know you're going to come to pitches like this where, similar to ours, sometimes it's not as nice as you want it to be, and it's a bit heavy and it's a bit damp, and the ball doesn't travel as true as you want it to. So again, it's about finding ways to win games of football when you can't play your nice football because we're not on an AstroTurf or the pitch isn't as good as we expect.
And it's the first game you've started for a short while, so did you feel good fitness wise?
Yeah, like I say, I've been doing a bit, like obviously people don't really see what you do behind other than on a match day, so it's just nice to be back involved. Obviously you just got to work yourself back into the team. Gaffers, obviously we've been on a really good win, so it's hard to change your team in that sense. So as captain and as part of the team, you've just got to try your hardest and be there for the lads and support them. And I feel like tonight I've probably earned the right to start, given the way I've trained, given the way I've conducted myself. And tonight, like I say, it's nice. It's not the screamer that I probably imagined on the way in, but you take the win. Ultimately, it's a win for the lads. And we go into Saturday full of confidence, bounce back from last week's defeat. First game in 10 days, coming on a pitch like that is always going to be difficult. So, overall, nice to be back involved. Like I say, the support and the lads and stuff like that is terrific. So,
anyway, a totally different game on Saturday against Radcliffe on our pitch. So, this league really sets you different challenges, doesn't it?
Like I say, this league years and years ago, 9 times out of 10 a game would be like that. I think everyone would agree years ago that was the typical style of play that most teams would play. Teams are getting better, teams are recruiting better players. And Saturday will be a completely different ballgame. We know what Radcliffe are like. They'll play really good football. They've got a lot of experienced athletic lads. So, again, we've just got to be at it. We've got to prepare well this week. And, like I say, go into Thursday, train well, do well, turn up Saturday full of confidence. And ultimately, you can see that everyone that's either starting or coming onto the pitch are giving their all. And that's all we can ask for.
Thanks very much, Liam.
No worries. Appreciate it.
Your chips will be going cold.
I know, yeah.